A reading from Revelation 20, verses 1 through 15. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations that are at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. And they marched up over the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them, and the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophets were. And they were tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is called the Book of Life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor David Roth, Zion Lutheran Church, Owensville, and Mount Calvary, Bell, Missouri.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. How's it going? What's new in your life? We get asked those questions occasionally, usually as part of a greeting. The speaker may not even be interested in us or in the answer. He's just being polite. But these are also questions we ask ourselves from time to time. So, how is your life going? Is life good? Are things going well? It's common now to hear some people say, when life is going well, "I'm feeling blessed." And while it is good and right to be thankful and give thanks to God for all the good things he gives us, this saying ties our sense of being blessed to whether or not life is going well. And life doesn't always go well, does it? In those times, it's easy to think that God has stopped blessing us, and we are discouraged. John writes these words for us. Words of encouragement, words of promise. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. You, dear one, have shared in the first resurrection. We are all children of Adam, and as Adam entered into sin, so we all are born in sin. More than that, we are born spiritually dead. It was the spiritually dead that Jesus was talking about in John chapter 5. Shortly after he healed the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." That church is you. You have heard the voice of the Son of God, and by and through his word you live. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I give them eternal life." St. Paul tells us, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Although you once were dead, you have been made alive in Christ. You have been resurrected. You share in the first resurrection. And because you are resurrected in Christ, you are blessed and you are holy. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Regardless of how life is going, you are blessed. And regardless of how your spiritual walk is going, you are holy. Why? Because you have been resurrected. Resurrected in Christ, living in him, death has no power over you. You, church, are blessed and holy, living in Christ now and in the world to come. For Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ shall come again. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Roth for this meditation on God's Word.